I'm going to come over in a second, but I don't know. Now, Krista, this is your first time on the podcast, a bit of an audition. The way we get it started is people start applauding for me to come on. And that's how I come on. People applaud. They start going, come on, Chipper. And then I come on.
For some reason, I don't believe that.
I would, if you guys start clapping, I'll pop right in and all of a sudden it'll be like, all right, all right.
Like extortion.
All right, go ahead.
Get it going?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Chipper.
Yeah.
I'm
looking.
Yes.
Do we have to keep it going, I guess, until he comes out?
I think it has to get faster.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, yeah. Maybe synced.
Yeah. Chipper, it's going into the ring.
Chipper.
Yes. Oh, there he is. Yeah.
Oh, and that was gone. Like a blip.
All right, welcome. This is nice.
Hi.
Thanks for being a part of this. I hope everybody's not frightened, but this is Halloween month.
Oh, right. Yeah. So the whole month is going to be a little spooky there, Chipper.
Yup. Yup. This is my pet. And I got a little bit of spider web and whatnot all over the place.
And very hellish fire behind you.
Yep, you're damn right. And this is not my hat. Do you recognize this?
Indiana Jones?
No.
Jeffrey Krueger.
Yep.
I believe it's Freddy Krueger, Chip.
Nah, oh, maybe, yeah. Oh, shit, you got Jaws behind you. You ever seen it?
I have not, but I love the poster.
Yeah, it's cool. The shark was coming up and to eat the lady. I seen a shark one time. It was a long time ago. I was in the ocean and I had an encounter.
Assume it was in the ocean. Or the aquarium, I guess.
See him. Hold on a second. I want to welcome Kristen, my lady.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, you did Gino and Aaron's. Oh, hold on a minute. Oh, for Pete's sake. Oh, come on, Daddy.
Problem.
Oh. Is it noticeable?
What, the hand in front of your camera?
Hold on a second. Oh, for Pete's sake. Turn it off and turn it on, Daddy. All right, there we are. That's better. All right, cool.
I didn't even notice what was wrong.
You can't see the green screen.
Oh, I could see the fire the whole time.
Is that Kenosha behind you, by the way?
Oh.
What's Kenosha?
Place that's burning a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, just one of the many burning cities.
Yep. I mean, look, all kidding aside, you know, fire kills.
I wish I was in it. I wouldn't mind getting out of here, you know?
Oh, that's right. You suffer from depression, babe. We're going to get to it.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. Yeah.
Your backdrop is basically my brain.
Oh, hold on a second. All right. Let me just put this. Unplug this. Hold on. Now put it back in. Wait. Oh, for Pete's sake. Oh, turn your camera on, Daddy. That's better.
Now all we see is the green screen.
Sees the green.
Wait, hold on.
There's the fire.
Please.
I thought you were really in hell, Chip.
How's that?
No, it's pretty just green. The green screen.
Oh, God damn it.
It was fine. What did you do?
I don't know
you
what
keep
I
futzing with it. You're futzing, Chip. Stop futzing.
give me a second. I'm sorry. This fire is very unprofessional. I'm embarrassed. There's a lady here but there's no. Can you see fire here?
No, you need a little more light back there. I think
it's balanced.
Too much
know.
Shadow back in that corner, and oh, jeez, distracting.
On a minute.
You know, it works because it's almost like a forest fire now. Like,
yeah, it looks like
some tree.
A rolling Ireland hill fire.
Right. Or California.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. It was my spider.
Oh, the spider was casting a shadow. Now we got the full background.
All right. Now you got, this is still pretty frightening, right? The web.
It kind of just looks like you pulled something out of your lint filter.
Hold on. All right, we're going to start from here like I'm just petting him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So listen.
I pet Spider George.
Yes. Let's do a little improv. He is evil. Brian?
He's got eight eyes.
Yeah, and hands too. A little mug grab you. Go ahead, Krista. What do you got?
He reminds me of me before I shave.
Oh,
no.
My back.
Right, hold on a minute. Hold on. Daddy thought you meant your hooch.
No, I never shave that. Never.
All right, Kristen, so let's get to it. Hold on a minute. Pull this off, Daddy. We'll do it next week. I didn't want to be...
He stinks, and I don't like him.
What, the spider?
Yeah, like Spider-Man.
Hold on a second. All right, sorry to do that while you're sipping out of a straw. Believe me, that was one that would have clogged the straw. All right. So why are you depressed?
I don't know. I think what it is I'm a baby. You know, I'm a child.
What are you baby about?
I prescribe sticking your head in gravy, then you wash it off with bubble gum and send it to the Navy.
Dude, let me ask you something. When I was a kid, people would say that. Would you ever go, but bubble gum doesn't take nothing off?
That baby, stick your head in gravy, wash it off with bubble gum. Yeah. And what would the Navy do with that? Bunch of baby heads with gravy and bubblegum on them.
I just remember flying into like one of those retard strong like rages. My face would get red anytime somebody said that to me.
Oh, it was the one thing
that could get me.
It was annoying to hear.
You guys are making me feel so young. I've never heard this before.
See, because we're doing references from before the Louisiana Purchase.
stick your head in bubblegum and send it to the Navy.
You could bust that on one of your friends now because they probably don't know it either. How old are you?
37. I mean, I'm old enough. Maybe I'm just an idiot. I think that's what it is.
No, maybe you just didn't have awful friends that said that. That's not a good expression. You're not missing much.
Or friends at all. I just didn't have
friends. Did you have any friends? Come on. Hold on a minute. Let's get to the bottom.
I'm depressed. Yeah.
Why are you so sad?
I'm not sad here now with you.
No, I understand. Now, you're into, like, relationships and helping people and, like, teaching people what they do wrong and whatnot.
I mean, I don't know if I'm into it as much as it just makes me money, so I'm into it. That's what I do. Yes, that's what I do.
That's how you make You make your money. Okay, yeah. So would you consider yourself a relationship coach?
Reluctantly. It's an embarrassing title. It's embarrassing title, but you know, as life goes on, you realize you stoop to low levels, you know, not that you would understand.
No, I never had to. Thank the good Lord.
Right.
Hey, was my camera frozen or something?
No, you just jumped over. Why would you think that? Believe me, if it was, this would melt it.
Cause something froze up. I thought I was offline for a minute, but good. Okay. Never mind then.
No, you're all good. All right. So Kristen is a relationship coach, reluctant. And what are you going to do for Halloween this year? Dress up as a happy person.
That's the scariest thing possible for me. Yes.
I hear you. Yes. All kidding aside, sometimes I say, dear Lord, thank you for letting me laugh, but don't let me forget that I cried.
That's good.
No, it's not. It doesn't really make much sense.
No, it doesn't.
You know what? I think it does a lot because a lot of times, if somebody feels real bad, I'll say there's no need to feel bad. God don't make no junk.
I heard that.
Yep.
I read it on a bumper sticker.
God don't make no junk.
Is it hard to give advice when you're depressed? Like, so people are coming to you and they're probably in a bad spot and you're like, oh, like Rosie on the Jetsons.
She just tells everyone to kill themselves.
Yeah. I don't feel good. You should shave your wrist with a chainsaw. That's what you should do.
I have a really high success rate with that. You know what? It actually makes me feel better because I do see that there are actual losers, you know?
Which sounds really hard. You're talking to three of them.
Four. I'm talking to myself too.
See, she has low self-esteem.
Yep.
Super low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Those are the best type of women.
Isn't it great though when you realize other people have issues too? Doesn't it make you feel a little better? Like, oh, I'm not completely alone here. Other people talk about things and you could relate to some of their depression and problems. And then it makes you feel like, oh, okay. I'm not like in the middle of nowhere by myself here.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I uplift them just enough in a realistic way, but they know I hate myself, so I can't be cheat. You know, I'm not like Tony Robbins about it. So I feel like it's a relatable, like, oh, look, she hates herself too, but yet she's functioning and in the world. So I feel like it gives them hope, you know. They can be like a smidge less miserable.
You're not sociopathic enough to wear that mask of sanity, huh?
No, not at all.
Like most therapists and psychologists.
Yeah, they're liars. Yeah. No.
They all go to therapists and psychologists and mental patients.
Let's turn the tables and analyze.
Wait, let me clear my dinner off of it first. It's going to make a mess.
Umi, I didn't even mean that. God, I should watch what I say around you. Sorry, babe. The inmates are running the asylum tonight. Hold on a second. Oh, now. Hey, easy, fella. So listen, when was the first time that you noticed that you were feeling like a little bit like a lump?
You know, I this is going to sound like bullshit, but 3 years old.
Oh, 3 years old.
Yeah, what happened?
That sounds really morose. I was at 3 years old, my eyes started to cross.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, I know, it's disgusting. They should have murdered me right there. Like, late term abortion for sure.
Wow.
But my eye started to cross at 3 years old, and I had to wear a patch like a freaking pirate.
Oh, wait, okay. I would say the patch one again. I'm going to nail you with it. Okay, just say I had to wear a patch.
I had to wear a patch.
On your eye?
Yes.
Wow, what a patch. He so nailed you with that one.
He nailed me. You would have looked good in this patch, though, by the way, because you already have the glass. Like, my glasses looked like yours, and I had a patch over one of the lenses of the glasses.
Oh, it wasn't just like a patch on your eye.
It's like a tape on, like a big, you know, like a big almost like Band-Aid kind of thing.
Does that
stuck right on the glasses. No, it didn't fix it. It ruined not only my eye, but my self-esteem, my life. So then I had a surgery to then hold the eye straight. And I just remember being like, wow, life really sucks.
Wow. What was the surgery they did? What was the surgery, babe?
So they clipped the muscle because basically my muscle...
Tighten it up.
Yeah, they pull it tighter. So they clip it and then for about 2 weeks after the surgery, my eye was bloodshot. It's like you're setting behind you was my eyeballs.
Oh, so it was cool.
Really cool. Rock and roll.
If you want an example of what it looks like, I'll just take a picture of my eyeball tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Exactly. So it was rough having the whole crossed eye, the patch, the bloodshot eyes. But I mean, this went on for years.
Fucking boo. So wait a minute. So wait, your one eye was strong, like, hey, we're gonna figure this out, and your other eye was like, I'll be over here now doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked straight ahead, and the other eye's like, I'm gonna go take a nap over here. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like one eye was the mayor, and one eye was the town drunk.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But
they can be interchangeable, as we've all seen in politics. Not the interpolitical,
But topical point, Chip.
Thanks. All right, Brian, what do you got on her eyes? You ever seen some shit like that before? I ain't.
I have. I knew a little girl in sixth grade who a friend and I paid for her operation for that exact same thing.
Wait, to make her eye lazy? Why?
Yeah, because I was tired of little girls with normal eyes, and I figured we could use a few more with this.
With some good personalities.
You were in sixth grade when you helped another sixth grader?
That's amazing. What a charitable man.
That's how it sounded. It sounded like you're all sixth graders, and you're like this unbelievably charitable, nice school of sixth graders who are normally scumbags. And raised money for this kid, but I guess later in life here.
Sixth grade me would have made her life a living hell.
Yeah, but of course.
30-year-old me was like, oh, that poor kid.
Gotta help that kid. Like the little kid at the Shriners Hospital. You feel bad, you know.
Young Alec.
I got it.
I'm surprised you didn't have her eyesight removed so she couldn't identify in a lineup.
I just put two patches over her eyes while I was doing it.
Yeah. You gotta wear both of these, sweetie. Sorry.
So...
You're
going to
feel some pressure.
You got your eyes all messed up. And then, wait, by the way, what was wrong with the little girl's eyes that you had fixed? Like, was it like a real wonky motherfucker?
Yeah, it was basically, it sounds like it was the same thing. It was like one eye was normal and the other was like doing its own thing.
Yeah. All Ron Paulin and shit off in the corner. What?
When you think about it, yeah, like that, the odds that, that your eyes are going to be straight and the muscles are going to be the right, exact right length and everything.
100%.
You would think, well, no. But you would think there'd be a lot more people with wonky eyes, you know?
Yeah.
There's cars with bad alignments and shit like that. I mean,
it is amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
My mother's got two lazy eyes, but like she'll look straight ahead. Oh. They're both just kind of going out the other way like fish. It's kind of adorable.
I have a letter joke I won't do right now. She got lazy eyes, but I know her.
All right, yeah. So babe, you had low self-esteem, but then your eyes got fixed, and that should have broadened your horizons.
Well, it did, but then, you know, you have the rest of the issues. The ugly face, the no body. I really came together around, like, I think like 16 or 17 years old, it started to come together.
Yeah.
But my eyes still cross without contact lenses or glasses. Ew. So, you know, if I had to go swimming and take off my glasses when I'm 12 years old, my eye would go in at the pool.
Oh my God.
It was a lot of standing like this, you know.
So you'd have to swim and you'd wind up just going 2 feet and then just turning right into the side. Foot.
I should have just let myself drown, really.
And looks kids like wouldn't make fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it was like you'd get one piece of the puzzle, but you still had a million that were, you know, swimming, you know, whatever direction, like my eye. Yeah.
You look so like, it took you look a while like to come. Ben, what's his name in Jaws, where the head comes out of the hull of the boat?
Ben
underwater.
Franklin.
Ben Gardner.
Ben Gardner.
Ben Buttons.
And I had teeth like Jaws, too. It spaces all over the place.
Oh, my God.
I was a mess.
You were a mess. But now you look lovely. So what happened? Was there like, did you just blossom? Because I blossomed. I hit like 32, and all of a sudden I sprouted into like what I am right now.
Fine young man.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had a similar process.
Jesus.
Yeah, because you look good now. So what happened? You finally, like, when did you start dating and, like, meeting people? When did your confidence go up enough, like, now you're going to give other people advice?
About 2 days ago.
Oh. Oh, come on now. Hey, easy.
Did you have braces?
No, never, man. You know that.
Not you, Chip.
Oh.
Chip had leg braces.
Yeah, those,
yes, those I did. Just so girls would feel sorry for me and wipe my hiney.
The polio braces, yeah.
I think I started to get some confidence probably around like 25. I didn't like have sex till I was 25. You know, it was it was a long process. It was really long.
Damn. So,
but now
so who
I'm
was
more.
The guy? Was he a boyfriend?
My boyfriend, yeah.
I was it the first time. I remember my first time. I was like 7. The girl was 42, and she was like, "You're the best I ever had."
Was he an eye doctor?
Negative 42.
Yeah, I've known you for so long.
Yeah.
I'd like to study your brown eye now. Fix that. You're going to need a patch. Jesus. It's so bad.
So you were 25. You had a boyfriend. Did he know? Now, did he know it was your first time? Because I always tell a lady, like, look, this is your first time. Let me know because it's going to hurt.
Oh, God. Laying down the law. That's hilarious. No tenderness or sensitivity.
No, I'm warning him. I'm not trying to be cruel.
Guy. Right.
25 feels old for you, though, Chip.
I like him between 19 and 20.
Okay. All right. Respectable.
Perfect age. 19 and 4 months is perfect.
Respectable.
Chip, since you started so young, what's your feeling about these teachers, these hot teachers who are banging their young students? Are you for it or against it?
I mean, look, I it's hard to say. Hold on. You know, I fucked so many of them. It's kind of hard to like feel bad for the, because I remember when I was running through the fucking teachers, you know, it didn't matter what they look like, you know, I'm like, I'll teach you, you know. So now let's see. Now talk about your profession, because that's very interesting to me. You analyze people's communication.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so I do stand up comedy. So
me too.
Yeah, I know you're great. I loved you on TBS.
Thanks, babe. You were amazing. Yeah. All that garbage competition. I was robbed.
Oh, you were robbed.
I agree.
Yeah. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, gotcha. I ain't trying to push merchandise. Who cares? chip isn't that. It ain't about that. Go ahead.
Wait, so what did you ask me? I'm distracted by your beauty. What did you ask me?
When did you get, like, talk about your profession? Because I was looking at your website and, like, you kind of help analyze people and what they're doing wrong with the text messages, the beep, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Talk me through it.
So basically what happened was I was doing stand-up and I wanted to get into podcasting. It's like I kind of did this whole roundabout thing. So I was doing stand-up. I wanted to get into podcasting, which sounds weird. Who wants to get into podcasting? It's like saying you want to get into – I mean, you do podcasting. Yeah. I, you know, now it's got some respect, but back then, no respect, you know, it wasn't anything special. So I was doing videos for a website called askmen.com, which is this site you should be on. It's for men who just like have it together and dress really well. And a girl that was on there was a relationship coach, and they had us start doing videos for them together, giving advice for men.
Okay.
Oh.
So she was the relationship coach. I was the comic. So it was supposed to be a nice balance. And then I was in a relationship. We started doing a podcast. Eventually, when I got out of the relationship, I realized that guys didn't know how to communicate or be funny with women.
Oh.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, because I would go on
I always do.
Of course Chip does.
Of course Chip does, but he's so rare. And so once you get on these dating apps and it's just thousands of guys, these idiots on Tinder who are like, hey, you know, well, how was your weekend? Nothing special. You know, it got boring.
I would say something like, if you'd say you're rare, I'd go, a lot of people tell me I'm well done. You know?
Yeah, and butterflied. I don't know what that means.
I like that too. Yeah. Especially if I'm on my stomach and I'm ripping my anus open with both hands.
Which I'd hope you'd be doing.
Oh, I do a lot. If I tell a girl, I'll say, swan dive your tongue right in, babe. Oh. It's clean.
Wow.
Sorry, babe. Go ahead.
But those are the kind of lines that I teach men how to use with women. Charismatic, endearing. So basically, I saw this hole. This hole, no pun intended. Well,
you can't say that to this room enough, babe. There's going to be some improv. She's seen a hole. Where's the Grand Canyon? Where is that?
Oh, Arizona.
Where was it? Like Arizona? No,
it's always been there.
God, like, really you guys hot do and a warm. Little riff in. Let's get a riff going. Let's get like a natural riff.
A natural, spontaneous.
Yeah.
Spur of the moment riff.
Yeah.
All right. A whole lot of what?
Yeah, Whole Foods.
A lot of love.
Whole Foods, that's funny, Chip.
Thanks.
Chris, a whole lot of love.
Whole lot of love.
Whole lot of heat.
Ah.
Coming out of, I'm just thinking of Chip. And is spreading the cheeks.
Yeah, yeah.
That hole.
I'm telling you, the girls love it. They like it when a man is assertive like that. I'm face down in the pillow, and I just put my hands back there, and I rip it open, and I say, go ahead, babe. Don't worry. I washed.
I'm not getting what you teach the men, though. Like, what would you tell a guy?
How would you help a guy?
So I basically teach them how to be witty and clever, which sounds like bullshit, and I would have thought it was bullshit before, but there's actually a formula to be witty. I don't teach them to be funny because you can't teach someone to be funny.
Right.
You can teach them how to find wit. And
what
so
is
I
the
actually,
witty thing? Like, for instance, I mean, I got it, so I don't even know how anybody would, like, what would, like, what's a bad thing someone does? Like, let's say we met on, Mr. Date App. Let me just improv a date app name. Mr. Date App.
A lot of good catches Grindr. On that one. Yeah.
So if we met on Tinder or Bumble or whatever, Raya, because I'm a celebrity, what would something that a guy says that you'd go, oh, come on with that for Pete's sake?
Just something boring like, hey, how was your weekend? Because every other guy says that. And the thing is, most men aren't that special. So if your profile isn't that special and you go in with something unspecial, like how's your weekend, you just, you know, fall into the thousands of other guys that she hasn't responded to.
Right. So you go something like, hey, did you suck any peckers over the weekend?
I had a girl ask me that. I was like, no.
that's witty.
I would say something like deep to get your attention. I would say, hey, I've noticed your photograph. Do you know that if is the middle word life?
And A is in earth. Like,
Wow. Now, Chip's line there, that sounds original. That sounds like something most guys wouldn't just go up and say.
Absolutely not.
My friend Colonel Kurt said it. But Chip, I'm sorry, but Colonel is wrong because it's cheesy. Women don't really want these, those romance novels, Fabio kind of things. That's a myth. Women don't really want that.
All right, so hold on.
Girls aren't into Fabio anymore? When the fuck did this happen?
I don't think they were ever into Fabio.
But what are they don't like? I can't believe it's not butter.
I remember that commercial.
And now guys are like, I can't believe it's not butt.
That's right.
Fake. That was really cheesy.
No, you're not. It's right. They're all injections in the anus.
I know.
My mother said, Chipper, it's got to feel like a medicine ball back there. I said, Ma, quit being so salty. We laughed, you know.
Now, isn't it true that you can ask a girl, how was your weekend, as long as you're good looking enough?
You can, but believe it or not,
even the good looking guys won't get answered with something that boring. So what I teach guys to do is to scan the profile, and I mean the pictures and the bio, for every little detail that they can, and then connect things together. And when you connect things together that are unexpected, that's where you say something witty.
Like, so apparently you like walking and riding a bike to the beach. Hot enough for you?
Yes. Instantly laid. You just got instantly laid.
Wow. This is confusing.
What would a couple of things be like connecting the pictures? Like, say she's got one picture where she's smiling and another picture where she's like bowling and another picture where she's like waving at her grandmother who's like in the hospital in a COVID outfit.
She's in one of those breathing machines.
What you would do is you would connect COVID with bowling because they both suck.
There you go.
Yep. So it's really all about making connections between one thing and another. So like if a girl has in her profile that her favorite movie is The Titanic or something like that, and then she happens to say that she hates dating, you connect those two things and you connect her dating experience to sinking like The Titanic.
Well, I'd say The Titanic. Well, I hope you go down like it.
Exactly. That's all it is. So wit, really what I've kind of discovered is that wit is really like a formula of connecting one thing with another.
I would just take her and drown her.
Yes, please.
Go, you like the Titanic, do you? Yeah. Right in the bathtub.
Give her the old Jack treatment.
Right.
Well, I would say, hey, Titanic, you ever seen that picture?
Well, it's a favorite, exactly. So you must assume she saw it, Chipper.
Could you open with, I want to draw you like one of my French girls.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
You could in that instance because it's a callback to the movie. If that was just a romantic line like Fabio,
I've got no artistic ability.
Then that's even better. Draw her a picture of a stick figure. That's hilarious. Mm. That's very endearing.
Well, how about this?
It makes her feel skinny because it's a stick figure. Nice.
If I said that, all right, listen, I know we don't know each other. But if I ever give you a real expensive necklace, I hope someday you're not old and throwing it in the ocean when you could probably sell it and help a starving child.
Yes. You know, that's perfect because you show your how empathetic you are and how caring you are, but yet how witty and clever you are.
And the knowledge of the movie that she enjoys.
Exactly.
You come off like Oscar Schindler at the end. Where it's like, this pin could have saved.
Exactly.
I jumped that old broad over the stern of that ship immediately. Now go get it.
At least when you're old, you've got flappy arms, so you'll probably like be able to almost have like, you know, like fish. It's like fish gills, or what are they called?
Gills. Yeah, floppy fat gills. Grandmutterons.
Fins. It's like fins. Yeah, yeah. Like when you're old, you've got built-in fins.
My mother has arms like that. Like she'll do like that, and it will make chicken sounds back and forth. And she's got like skin tags on each one. It looks like the Titanic with the fucking smokestacks, except they're little skin tags, and there's 100 of them.
Don't you rub salve into her skin tags?
Yeah, and a lot of times my mother, God bless, has got diabetes, so she has big black lines around her feet because the blood supply isn't good. And her toenails will fall off. So a lot of times I'll have to rub salve in there.
Is this a good conversation socks to have with a new date?
Yeah, because it shows you care about your mother.
All right. You got to find the good part of every conversation, I guess.
So now text messaging. You said that you'll analyze mugs, test I can't even talk over here.
Test message, one, two, testing.
What kind of text messaging analysis? Because you said on your website, you said, send you a text message that you send a girl and you'll go over what is problematic.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I do that. Yeah. So I call it ghost texting. So
that's not scary as Jim's background.
I know. Hey, Mr. Spider's over here.
People from the dead crawling up and sending the messages.
Yes. Ghost texting. What is this?
What's that mean? I do the texting for them. So I send them lines that they should be sending
to
the girl.
It's like Cyrano de Bergerac.
I don't know what that is, but yes.
It's a novel.
To a lesser extent, Roxanne.
All right.
Yeah. To a lesser extent, take the money. Wait, what was that one with Rodney?
Easy Money.
Easy Money with Taylor Negron.
Yes, Taylor Negron was the boyfriend, right?
Here's the thing with Cyrano. Cyrano, I think, was writing like love letters for a guy. And Cyrano had like a big, ugly fucking nose. He should have fucking shot himself.
Should have put a patch over it.
He would hide in the bushes. Cyrano would go up, or the other guy, I think, would go up and try to talk to his girl on the balcony from down below. And Cyrano would hide in the bushes. And he was this just ugly motherfucker. Motherfudger.
Father Mucka.
And the guy, and he would whisper what he thought the girl wanted to hear in his ear. And the guy would say it, and she fell in love with the guy, not realizing she really was in love with the ugly guy, Cyrano, because he was the guy saying everything.
Right.
So what finally happened?
There's a lesson there somewhere, but I don't understand it.
Well, these women eventually become lesbians because they realize they're in love with me. It's a ploy for me.
So you really catfish people. That's really what
basically my job. Yeah. No, but the way that I justify that, because I see that, you know, as being shystery.
Yeah.
I tell these guys, let me teach you the skills so that you don't need me. So here I am for 1, 2, 3, 4 messages. But now let's like figure out how you can actually write this way.
Time for you to solo like a flight instructor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So eventually I do start handing the wheel over to them. And then I do tell them once the date comes that they need to be prepared.
Jim, hold on a minute, babe.
You can't say that because the lunatics are running the asylum.
Again.
It's
just the same. The message is Cyrano.
Yeah. It's like a Cyrano. And then
here's the message of Cyrano. If you got a big nose, stay in the fucking bushes.
You know, that's not really a bad lesson to learn from Cyrano.
Yeah, exactly. Put on a hat and hang out in the bushes. Your fucking big nose is ugly.
No one wants to see you.
Nobody likes your big honker.
Yeah, but it pops out of the bush. It's so big.
Oh, yeah. I like the Jaws fin.
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
All right, so what kind of witty stuff will you say to a girl?
So you say witty things that pertain to her. Girls are, you know, the little narcissistic. You want to play into that.
How about negging?
Negging I don't really like. You know, you can tease, but there's a difference between teasing and negging.
Negging. Yeah.
Like what's teasing and what's negging? Like if I say to a lady, like if I seen a picture of her and she's wearing like pantyhose. And if I say, Hey, it looks like your fucking legs are all shoved in there like sausage casings. You fat pig.
Is that negging?
That's his opening line.
That's a little more than negging.
That's negging. No, that's what negging is. It's being mean to basically lower a woman's self-esteem so that she'll like you. But if she likes sausages, maybe it's not negging. Maybe it's flattering.
Yeah, maybe she'll make her hungry.
Yeah.
I thought negging was more subtle. You know, like, oh, you're going to go out with your hair like that?
Yeah, that's like once
subtle,
you get...
Once you start saying her legs resemble minced pig meat shoved in a pig intestine, I think it's beyond negging. That's just probably criminal harassment.
A date ending.
Yes, date ending.
But if you have low enough self-esteem, that's endearing charisma. That's moment.
Spend my whole life doing
it. Yeah, like, but say we're on a date and she has a blocky shoe. And I'm like,
like she's got an impairment,
like just a blocky,
like a high heel,
like
you're talking about like clog or not clogs.
Yeah, how about
platform shoes?
No, but one is normal and one's all blocky and shit.
She got one nice Louboutin, and then the other one is like cinder block painted black.
Yeah, it looks like fucking a Louboutin and a Frankenstein shoe. And you just start doing Arthur references and teasing her blocky foot.
But why are you on the date with her in the first place?
She didn't show her feet in the Tinder profile. That's the first thing I'd say to her. God damn, baby, you ought to show your feet in the profile. I never would have drove this far.
Always ask for feet pics. That's the new
I do, believe me. Pecker in hand.
It can fit.
Good. A nice foot. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a fetish, but I like a nice foot.
What size foot? Go ahead, babe. You ask.
I've got a 4.8 rating on WikiFeet.
Wow.
Club foot and everything.
Oh, that's nice.
horns and hammer toes.
What's the 4.8 rating? Out of 10? That's not good.
Out of five.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm not good at numbers, but I feel like that's good.
Size 6?
That is pretty
good. Yes, size 6, exactly.
Cool. Wow, nice. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Sock.
Wow. Not an attractive sock.
No, that's an awful sock. Looks like you were painted or something. I don't know. What are you, Mrs. Spacklefeet over there?
What's your philosophy on, like, when should the guy send the first dick pic?
I hope you ain't asking me, because I'm going to go before the name is even entered into the phone over the number.
Yeah, I mean, when shouldn't he? That's more the question.
Right.
I get a number from someone else, and I click on it to send message. Foot right over.
Fuck that. It's the picture that pops up when you call. Just your dick.
No, I don't send pictures like that.
Just like segue into it. Like, do you like mushrooms? And if they do, just boom, dick pic.
Oh, that's good.
A smooth segue.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a guy just send one without asking, though, when he didn't know if it was apropos?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
What happened? Tell me.
I framed it and put it on my mantle.
Fuck yeah, babe. You're Mickey Mantle.
Yes. Mickey Mantle is right.
Died of alcoholism. Pop. That's not funny.
Sorry.
So wait, when did he send it? Like, what happened? Were you just talking and he was trying to be Mr. Flirty Shoes or something?
Well, no, there's this one guy that we met on Tinder or Bumble or some one of those a while ago. And we became friends, but he's very strange. And he would just randomly send dick pics. We weren't flirting. We weren't seeing each other. But I thought it was kind of funny. So I would go with it because it was good fodder. Good. And plus, like, I have gay
guys. Oh, that's inappropriate to send your daughter. That ain't right.
That's bad fodder.
That's not right.
Not even for my grandma?
I don't think she meant father. She meant fodder. Like,
what does that mean?
Oh, yeah. I don't have an... Yeah.
Good material thing.
It's yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
it the is. D. The fodder.
I apologize. Okay. So wait, he would send this. Why didn't you tell him to cut the malarkey?
Because I have gay guy friends and I need something to talk to them about. So it'd be fun. It would be like bonding for me and my gay guy friends.
They love talking about dick.
Yes, they love it. It's like their thing. So I'm like, I've got an in. I you know.
Yeah,
so you
yeah.
show them I to pander. Picture?
Yeah, oh my God, of course. And they, you know, oh my God.
So did you ever tell this guy, hey, you shouldn't be sending me those?
No, but I don't reply. And he doesn't get the hint. But the no reply, that's communication in and of itself.
Silence is violence.
It is.
But I saw read on a sign the other day.
It is violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. He sends his pecker and you don't say nothing?
No.
Oh, but that's even how much for a guy like me, that's cold.
Yeah. You like a response, Chipper?
Yeah. I even mean,
even if it's the puking emoji.
He's delusional enough, you would think that was a compliment.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like me eating spinach or something. Like, I feel like I just got vitamins from looking at your dick.
Well, you were gagging on it because it was such a girthy piece of meat.
Yeah, exactly.
She lost her dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's no response. And then when do you start talking again? Like, how many days go by before you're like, so, did you see that game?
right away. That's how you,
no response, right?
No response.
Now, do you have a boyfriend now?
No. I'm seeing someone, kind of, but no boyfriend.
Has he ever seen one of them pictures and goes, now, hold on, babe, before I, so has he ever seen one of them pictures and said, what the fudge is this?
No, he doesn't know.
No one may know.
I don't want to make him jealous.
Do you keep all the pictures in an album? Yeah.
Yes, of course. They're for the mantle. They're all on display. So I just send them to Walmart, print them out at once. They ship them to me. So I collect.
So now I also noticed, I've seen a little bit of interview with you and you were talking about depression. Now we joke, look, babe, we've had a few laughs. We've told a few lies. You know, it's what we do here. It's just crazy. You know, you can't trust me with a microphone. You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we should address the other stuff too. Like, Brian, let me ask you something. Brian, now, do you ever get depressed? Brian's a very funny guy, comic book fan. I like a good comic book.
Depressed, yes. I'm on several different medications to keep me under control.
What are you on, Brian?
I'm on Lexapro. I'm on...
better than Lexamateur.
I was going to say something like that, Lexapro.
I gave you a little time to get in there, Chip, and I figured you were giving it to me.
Here's what you should have done. Now, say that again. We're not going to undermine the seriousness, but go ahead, set me up, Brian, and watch what a home run looks like.
One is I'm on Lexapro.
Oh, that's because Lex been practicing.
See, so many things you can do with that.
See what you can do with this one. Wellbutrin.
Oh, well.
Good Butrin.
Wellbutrin. Okay. Who can do the job? Wellbutrin.
Depakote.
What's that?
Depakote.
Dub a jacket.
Dub a hat.
He's too good.
Now, let me ask you something, because a friend of mine who will remain nameless at times gets very suicidal, and they talked about putting him on medication. It's okay. He's a sissy boy, punk sucker. Now, Lexapro, he said, I don't want to do that because it's going to affect my erections. So let me ask you a question. Does it make your penis do this?
It. I'm not sure, because I get Viagra.
Can you see it through that beard?
I don't even have to think about it. What's up?
Can you see it through that beard?
It just continues into my pubes.
So wait, you take Viagra, that helps, right?
Yeah, that helps, so I don't have to worry about any of the side effects of the other medication.
Okay, does the medication help you, though? Does it make you, because believe me, sometimes I get violent.
Uh-oh.
That's why I have to take the Depakote. I was losing control of my temper all the time and smashing shit around the house.
What'd you smash? One time I took a fucking, I was like so mad. I was like, what the fuck?
Whoa, a red cup.
Couldn't go to the beer party that night.
Hold on a minute.
That's your admission to the party?
Yeah. Yeah, but it was with a, hold on.
Yeah.
The most egregious example was probably I threw a leaf blower through my screen door window.
Oh, man. He was a teen idol in the 70s. That must have made him so mad.
Those are all his fans, his groupies, the leaf blowers.
The leaf blower. Oh, wow. Okay. So a little violence coming through.
Why were you mad?
Holes in the wall.
Oh yeah.
See, that's the thing. That. I don't even remember. It's over very small things that you would be like, what the fuck's the matter with you?
Like the shoelace breaks. Like we climb the mountains and we trip on the molehills. I say it every week.
Oh wow, that's deep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every week I'm like, I should just go off my meds because that's the medicine I need.
Oh.
Like quotes like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that'll help. Slam poetry will help.
Oh, it does. Believe me, it beats slam leaf blower. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this guy's throwing leaf blowers.
And now, was your girlfriend scared or is she used to it? She's like, ow, come on.
She knew because before we started dating, she listened to me on the podcast. So like I would tell stories of becoming like irrationally angry. So she kind of knew it going in.
She probably thought like, oh, it's probably a bit.
Yeah, until she got to my house, she's like, wow, that's a lot of holes in the wall.
Yeah,
that is the funny part of having been in broadcasting and known people in broadcasting and whatnot. A lot of times people go, oh, it's so funny, that thing you do on the radio. Oh, fuck, it's real.
Yeah, you're really an angry fella.
I'm a nice guy.
Well, you're not going to harm yourself, are you?
No, there were times, like very, very dark times, probably like 10 years ago. Where I felt more like that. But, you know, lately things are pretty decent, so I don't mind living. It's okay.
Oh, trust me, I've thought of it. One time I was so upset. I said, I'm going to eat cookies until the sugar shuts me down.
Suicide by cookie? I've never heard of this.
Yep. How far did you get?
3 Nilla wafers.
Gonna take a little more than that. They're delicious. I love Nilla wafers.
So how about you, Kristen? Now, Brian's a successful comic book fan. Hey, let me ask you, Brian, any comic book characters have depression?
I hate the way he says comics.
I know for a while Tony Stark did Iron Man because he was an alcoholic.
What's that? Oh, a cattail. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Hey, meet my pet, you know, Spider Cat. So Tony Stark is Iron Man, and he would have a depression. How old was he sad about being a comic book character?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it goes to show you, even a really rich guy, industrialist like Tony Stark, it can still affect you. I guess that's the message there.
Well, the definition of rich, I am rich in friendships.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's all most relative. Important.
No, what I got. I'm just friends on the outside of my family too.
Yeah, what are you rich in? Is it money, which everyone thinks about rich, but friendship, family? You're rich in peace of mind.
Yep.
So much wealth to go around that isn't money.
Yep. Who gives a fuck about that shit? It's the money that matters.
No shit. Money can't buy happiness, but boy, does it chase sadness away.
I used to say something similar. People would say money can't buy your happiness. And I would say, yeah, well, why don't you fill my coffers and we'll see how sad I remain.
Coffers.
Hold on a minute, Kristen. I didn't want to get away from it. So you were talking about some kind of depression. Now, what is it that will, let's just say in this point in time, what is something that will make you feel like sad?
Well, my co-host of my podcast committed suicide.
My God.
Which occasionally makes me sad. I mean, some days it's
anytime you go to podcast.
Yes, a little triggering.
All right, let's hold on. We got to find the humor here.
Well, some of us would have found that handy.
How long ago did this tragedy take place? You should have called.
I know. I'm sorry.
Earlier today.
3 years.
Oh, my God.
She's a trooper.
3 years ago?
I am. 3 years ago, yeah.
Now, what was the podcast about?
Depression.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we were... You know, we were talking every week.
You should have had a podcast about winning the lottery.
Right. Yeah. I know. It would have happened, right?
No, because then he would have just won money, Ant.
That's what I'm saying, Chippa.
Oh.
We should have had it in deep quotes.
Oh.
Podcast in deep quotes. That's what we need.
So how did he do it?
She. Yeah, she.
Of course, he's confused.
she... She did it around tomato. The neck area.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, please. Trust me. I understand that one. Oh, that's old school. That's old school.
It is vintage.
Yeah. So
was it a thing like autoerotic asphyxiation or anything?
No, she wasn't that fun.
That's
she's
like guys
me.
Do that anyway.
Yeah.
Like
David
yeah.
Carradine did that, and they thought they weren't sure. Did he kill himself? He had stockings on. We don't know. It was sexy.
Boy, I think he didn't. I think that was
a mistake. You think he's looking down from heaven, going, "Oh, for Pete's sake, my legacy is spurled." All right, so you were very depressed about that. Now, what did you do to bring yourself out of the sadness, Kristen?
Well, kind of, the whole Lexapro, Wellbutrin, Vyvanse, which actually gave me some anger issues.
What's Vyvanse?
Vyvanse is kind of like an Adderall.
Oh, that must have kept you up for days. I would take Adderall right before bed. I read the directions backwards.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely keeps you up, and you have to have some sort of way to come back down. But it's not good for it's good for me because my battle is just getting out of bed in the morning. So usually in the morning, every day I get really, really down. So it feels like every day I push a big boulder up a mountain, and then by 9 o'clock I get that boulder to the top of the mountain, and then I've got about 3 or 4 hours until I have to kind of go back to sleep. And then wake up again and start pushing the boulder back up the hill.
The new day is the thing that's so overwhelming for you. It's
yeah.
Like we wake up and go, oh, because you're just thinking of like all the previous days and all the toil and everything and those, not thinking about maybe today could be different. Maybe today could be a day that is different and more uplifting and better. And then the next day could be even better than that. That's the mindset we all need.
Yeah, and I definitely don't have it. It's like every morning I wake up, I'm like, again? Jesus
Christ. Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
I feel like we're kindred souls. I'd like to discuss a murder-suicide arrangement with you later on.
Honestly, and I'm into it if I can just be the person who was murdered.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to. And it's got to be a surprise, right? You don't want someone to go, hey, I'm here to murder you.
Well, I also don't want it to go down in history. I prefer the, all poor Kristen.
Oh, right.
You know?
That piece of shit killed her.
Right.
Why don't you just take a trip to Chicago?
I know, it's true. I'll just hang out there on the weekend for two days.
Boom. Odds are.
The name of this episode is going to be Dark Chatter, because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You say you're pushing the boulder up the hill, every day, and it's hard. You know what I would say? Move to the bottom of the hill. Then the boulder is just there. You wake up and you look at it and you go, I'm not going to push this mug. I'm just going to learn to live with it.
Why has it got to be up there?
That's true. It doesn't have to be up there. That's great. That's a groundbreaking point. I never thought of that.
Hire a company to blow the mountain up. And this way, the boulder, you roll it right over the rubble.
See, money does buy happiness. You can buy someone to blow you up a mountain.
Right.
And you don't have to climb it.
Hey, let me ask you, when you look in a mirror, do you see that
younger? Stud.
I know what you see, Chip.
Oh, yeah, I have a picture of Chip on my mirror, so I always see a stud.
Don't even get me started about that, because believe me, you say the wrong thing in this company and forget about it, Oh, my God, if this isn't the case of the inmates running the mental house, forget it.
We understand. We're so crazy.
But yeah, I do. I see that. I see the cross-eyed girl.
So yeah, you don't see
also,
what
that's
see.
The cross-eyed girl I hired. Well, yeah, I just put her in the bathroom.
That,
day.
Yeah, that was a terrible Van Morrison song. Cross-eyed girl, you remember when? Yuck! 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 Yuck!
Cross-eyed girl. Oh,
Mary.
Do you remember when we used to say ha ha ha?
You guys are funny.
But you have a good sense of humor about it. That's important.
Yeah.
We all have our crosses to bear, as they say.
Or burn, in your case.
Step right into that mug.
Anthony the Proud Boy.
Chip.
Oh, yeah, Kristen, you were on, was it Gino and Aaron's show?
Yeah.
Here's how I heard about you. Hold on a minute.
What happened there?
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
Jeffrey Krueger.
Yep.
Classic.
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy. Oh. His tongue come out the phone.
That is frightening.
Yeah, and one of my patrons, because I got a Patreon, I'm not trying to plug it. I am doing a horror movie on there. Scary as a mug.
Chip, I agree with you. I've watched it. I've watched both parts.
Have you? How did you see him? I would have sent them to you for free. You're a friend.
Because I'm on your Patreon. That's how I saw it.
I didn't know that. Well, thank you. But, yeah, let me see. I'm much obliged. Funny, I offered to send it to free after the check clears, says Chipperson.
Yeah.
They're scary, right? The first part. The second part where I'm outdoors and I'm confused. I'm like, what's happening? Yeah, oh, wait, that's part three. That didn't happen yet.
That didn't happen yet, but there was a big question as to who's there in the first one.
Yep.
Who's there?
I was looking. I was exploring what was evil. Yeah.
So it was mysterious.
So what was I just saying? I was talking to Chris. Oh, yeah. I heard about you on Gino and Aaron's show. And one of my patrons said, you're very funny and you're good. And so then I reached out and I said, hey, what's up? Do you want to do the podcast? And she was like, peace, Chipperson.
Mm-hmm. Right on my big boobs.
You got big boobs?
No, I don't. I'm trying.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you trying? Are you going to get falsies?
Perfect.
No, you know. I like the small chest look. I like the small chest look.
I like Triple H's.
Yeah.
Oh, from WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
I like the type of breasts that will get a woman banned from a flight, even in a sweater.
Takes up two
seats. It's too provocative. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, big fucking fat cans.
And the older the woman they're hanging off of, the better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not kidding. I'm telling you, once in a while, I like an older lady.
Mm. Yeah? How old?
You know, my mother's aunt had a friend.
Your mother's aunt. So it's your mother's, like, mother or father's
sister.
Yeah, sister. So she's probably older than, and a friend. They wouldn't
her be friend, older. Yeah.
So you're probably talking someone in their 70s.
She was 77 years young. Mary Lou.
Mary Lou?
Mary Lou. Not Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
M-A-R-A-L-O-O. Mary Lou.
To get good stories out of her. The Kaiser. Things like that.
Yeah, she was nice. She liked me a lot.
The Ottoman Empire. Yeah, that's no, that's hey, look at you, open minded.
Yeah, we made ferocious love.
Oh no, see, I don't wanna hear that.
Why not? I was laying back, I was chilling on an Afghan, and she mounted me.
Afghan, the dog or the
Yeah, was it a threesome? Was it an Afghani guy?
Yeah.
No, I don't go pita pumping.
No devil's triangles.
No, it was just me and her.
On an Afghan that she knitted herself, right?
I stopped by to check on her.
Did it say go doughboys on the Afghan?
It was meant for her grandson who never visited her.
Yeah, that was the worst part, was she was tugging my pecker and that charm bracelet was the chinkling and the chinkling. I was so angry.
With all the grandchildren's names.
She leak.
That's what you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Oh, all the names.
All the little heads.
Flashing glimpses of the names.
Two generations heads just bobbing up and down.
Yeah. She didn't have any lube, so she was spitting on it. It was terrible to hear that old lady. God bless her.
Christ.
Her teeth came out.
Oh, yeah, she pulled him out, though. Believe me, babe. That's my request. But she had one jagged one stuck in there, almost sent me to the hospital.
Part of your load hits Bethany right in the head.
I don't mean the vulgarity doesn't offend you, does it, Kristen?
Oh, I'm
not
sorry.
At all. I welcome all right. It.
I didn't think so because you did Gino and Aaron show.
Yeah. Come on.
And those two guys,
Aaron,
believe
terrible.
Talk about the inmates running the place.
Oh, God damn it. Do we have to?
Who haven't right. taken their meds? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So does the Lexapro mess you up?
I'm not on anything anymore, but yeah, I used to get really bad night sweats. I was on Prozac for a while.
Oh, yeah, so man. You'd wake up and like you'd be what, like filled with perspiration?
Yeah, just tons of sweat, like in a pool of your own tears.
I used to get night sweats. I cured it in one day. I called the air conditioning guys. So I cured it.
That joke just gave me a night sweats.
I know Chip loved it.
I did. I was like, I hope he does an AC joke. If he doesn't, I will.
That's a threat.
Yeah. So no, you're not on anything. How did you wean yourself off, Kristen?
I went cold turkey.
Hold on, Kristen. Forget it. You got a room full of comedians here.
And it being so close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you went cold turkey.
I just ate a lot of turkey sandwiches. But I slowly weaned myself off of the pill.
So I guess you stopped gobbling those pills down.
Yes.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Exactly. I gave thanks.
I bet you broke the wishbone and said, I wish I wasn't taking pills.
That's exactly
so she
what
won
I
and lost.
Yes.
Shit.
Exactly. I was like a wild Indian.
You didn't think that was a good one?
No.
Oh, no, but you can't say cold turkey with a room full of jokesters and not expect crazy shit to happen.
I know. I it was like an alley-oop. I did it on purpose.
All right. Well, I hope you know you lob up. A ball up like that. Yeah, and I'm gonna.
Yeah. I know.
Time after time, right out of the
house. Yeah. Well, good for that. And it's been working out well for you, getting off of that?
Well, because I take the Vyvanse. So I take that on a daily, not every day. I take it when I need it. But that.
How do you know when you need it?
Oh, boy.
When I go to bed at night and think, man, I didn't get any new Twitter followers. I'm going to be really depressed tomorrow. That's usually how. I don't know.
When you wake up with covered in blood, not knowing where you were.
Yeah, if hey, something maybe, went wrong.
Let me get that in there.
Yeah, if something went wrong Twitter the too. Day before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me, when I get really sad is when I'm on Instagram and I don't post to IGTV in the proper format. So it's long-wise and then wide-wise.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bad. Okay, now
it's frustrating.
I'm depressed just thinking about someone doing that.
Yeah, do it for the gram. So how did you meet this fella that you're with now? Is he supportive?
So far, we don't know each other that well yet.
Oh, so he might get tired of your shenanigans pretty quick.
Yeah, he will. Boy.
He's the guy. Maybe she'll get tired of his shenanigans.
She may. How is he texting?
You know what's funny is he was really good at texting at the beginning to win me over. Now he's really kind of.
Maybe he was lying amazing. And some broad was texting for him.
I know. Texting. It was me texting myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, this girl's amazing. We think so alike.
At least it made me in love with myself. It gave me some self-esteem at least a little bit.
So but he's gone with downhill. The what's he do wrong?
He doesn't really follow up. Like if I put something out there, he kind of just skirts away from it. Before he was really engaged.
It's called a guy.
I know. It's
if you're looking for something else, you are going to be really searching forever.
Sometimes
you just got to accept, like, there could be all kinds of good characteristics on a dude, but maybe he's just shitty at texting or communicating something.
That's like what I'm telling myself. That's why I haven't gone away yet.
How about a caring text? Like, for instance, you just got a text on your phone. Is this the type of text you would like to receive?
Oh, no.
Who did? I did?
Oh, no.
No.
You better read it.
If this is not a dick pic, I'm going to be so mad.
No, it is a sensitive comment.
Yes, this sounds like something I would have told my guys to send.
Oh, wow. What is it?
Babe, your eyes are all drippy. Have a cup of happiness. Which I assume is his jizz.
No.
It sounds perverse.
Oh, was it? Oh, let me. Oh, hold on. I didn't mean. Hold on.
With the drippy eyes, yeah, it does conjure up.
You weren't sending that to a pug. Your eyes are drippy. Have some Calcan.
Oh yeah, I would send the clarification after too.
Oh, a clarification.
But he clarified. I don't mean Pekka juice.
Oh, okay. As long as you cleared that up.
Yeah,
that's chill.
What was your guy's opening line? It wasn't.
I don't have a guy. What are you talking about? I like chicks.
There's three other people, Chip.
Oh.
Might not be you every
time. Yeah, because he must have not asked about your weekend otherwise.
No, well, actually, I opened. And he responded really well to my opener because it was on Hinge. It dating app Hinge. Yeah. And so the way it works is a little weird how you match. And so when I matched with him, it sent him a message saying, Kristen invited you to start the chat.
Oh.
So it automatically says that, but it makes it look like I'm rude saying, hey, you got to start the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like, hey, I acknowledge you. Now entertain me.
Exactly.
Yes.
I am queen.
I got
now
it.
Kiss my feet.
Well, it's okay because a guy would get that and go, cool, a chick wants to fuck me.
Yeah. Right.
All a
right.
guy would think if he's right. on a dating app and a girl acknowledges like, hey, I like you. Let's kick this off. You're like, all right, where are we going to have sex tonight?
Right. But I look at it as a low confidence girl who looks like, oh no, he's going to think I'm a jerk because I'm saying you have to start the chat, not me. So then I over explained it.
Yep.
And I said, I'm not an asshole. I really wasn't inviting you to start the chat. I'd start the chat, da da da. And then he was like, he said something funny like, oh, I was hoping you would tell me to punch myself in the face or something sarcastic.
Ew, I can't remember what it was. That's Violet not tendency. Good.
It was Violet good for me.
Yeah, it sounds like me before I was on meds.
Yeah. No, if I read it the way it was written, it was actually really clever on his end, but I'm not regurgitating it right because we've actually been talking since May.
Oh, all right. The whole pandemic.
So
see, I always started with a COVID joke.
Right.
I'm like, I bet you there's going to be 200,000 dead by the end of August. Let's live a little, babe.
And that was low. I was hoping for higher.
Holy
at least 200 million. That was my hope.
We all wear masks these days. I'm hoping me and you can see through that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
yeah,
good.
Take off.
You know, something like that. It sounds like something Chip would
yeah.
in a poem.
Yes. It is funny, babe. They recommend the mask, and yet I recommend we remove them in the presence of each other.
Poetry.
I love that opening line. I mean, it's definitely better than how was your weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What type of mask do you wear? And I don't mean COVID.
Oh, see, that's deep right there. People would be like, what kind of mask do I wear? Do I use humor to cover up my sorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say that. Like, you know, when we go out, you sure will laugh. But then remember, I am weeping on the way home. And biting myself in the car.
That is depressing. You were never a cutter, were you?
No, God, no. I'm not weird. I'm not weird. I'm just, I'm normal. I'm just like, I'm very cynical. I think really what I am is just cynical. And so I call it depression.
It's very hard to see, look at the world today and go, wow, I'm optimistic.
Yeah, how dumb do you have to be to do that? Really dumb.
Oh my God, do you have to be an idiot?
Yes. So I think I'm just not an idiot. Really, I think is what it is.
Cheers to that.
Exactly.
You know how they say, look at life through rose-colored glasses? I say to myself, I think not, you know.
I could, but my patch is over mine. So.
I like that you poke fun at yourself. You got a good sense of humor.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, she can do it now that she's hot.
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, it'd be bad if I was ugly. Eyes. Yeah,
because it's fun when you're pretty. At least we know that you're going to... At least we know you're going to be okay. You know, if somebody's really hideous and they're making fun of themselves, you're like, come on, babe.
It's a bit much. I know. Eek. Don't make this awkward for us.
You always have the, in case of emergency, break OnlyFans case.
Yeah, I do. It's the new retirement plan.
Every girl has that going for them. Oh, shit. I can't pay the rent. Clang. Wah.
Yeah, you could always do that on Cam Soda, right?
Yes. Yes. Cam Soda. Never heard of that one, but I should look into it. I feel bad because I signed up for OnlyFans, but they made me go to OnlyFan.com instead.
Oh, no.
I only had one fan.
One fan. It was
Chip.
How about only anyone that'll pay me? That's pretty much what it is and what anybody really
instead of, I'm starting one called ceilingfans.com where you lay there and a fan blows your hat off or something. I don't know.
There's the joke. There it is.
There it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
There it is. That's the joke.
All right, listen. There you go, Daddy. You look like an old photograph. I have to wrap this up. I can't believe we've been talking for this long.
Crazy. Kristen, went by really quick.
You have passed your audition with flying colors.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
God. No bullet in the head tonight, then.
No. How awesome. About this?
She passed with the Tuskegee Airmen?
Clever, goddammit.
Crop dusting syphilis all over everyone.
Oh, jeez.
So where can people go to your web? Where can people go to get your counseling? Because you get a whole bunch of stuff on your website. You sell packages. Mm-hmm. And where can they go to hear your podcast and kind of get to know you? Now, your name is Kristen Carney, but you ain't pulling no tricks.
Ah, like a carny.
This ain't no carnival.
Oh.
But I am white trash, so it does fit.
Respect
if
that.
If you're out in the snow with her, it's chili con carne.
Meat in the snow, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? If you put on 800 pounds, we'd go, hey, Carney Wilson.
If I got some Beach Boys money, I'd be into it. I'd wear the 800 pounds easily.
So all where right, can well, they find your car, Kristen?
You can go to kristenandchill.com to get dating help advice, or you can hit me up on Twitter and I can exchange some messages there if you got any questions. And it's just at Kristen Carney, KristenCarney on Twitter, or on Instagram at Chris Carn.
Do you have fun on the podcast?
I did. I really did. Good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on. Look at that. It's almost like, you know, I have seen the face of evil. Oh, shit. I apologize for the lighting.
I'm not trying to help you out plugging your merchandise because I know you hate that. What's the tour you have? I think for, was it Burning Embers?
Well, you know, it's really funny that you should mention that. There was a Burning Embers thing. There's a new song I'm working on. It's called You Got the Keys to the Kingdom of My Heart. And if you put the key in, my heart will start. But that's what I got so far.
I like that. No, it's one. It's like the one of the tours, like Hell's, Satan's Hell's.
No. There's the double-sided tour shirt.
Right.
That was the Warlock Devil tour.
Right.
And there's some new pentagram shirts. One says Hell is Evil.
Right,
and the
hell
other
is
says
evil.
The embers doth burn.
Hell is evil is my favorite saying and shirt because it's so stupid. Of course, hell is evil. I saw like that shirt. I just saw laugh at my ass off.
You'd laugh harder if you bought one. All right. Brian, where can people see your comic book podcast and all that?
You can go to tellemstevedave.com to find all the Tell 'em Steve Dave stuff. And also, I do a show with the mighty E-Rock on Compound Media.
Yes.
Called
that's
Would
right.
You Kindly.
That's yeah. Right. I love E-Rock.
And I just wanted to throw this in there. I keep forgetting, but I'm doing a roast for Lenny Dykstra in November.
Oh,
please.
God.
You got
are you me. Kidding?
No.
There's not much there, but I can help you. how about this? Hey, Lenny, you played with the Mets, Bo. Who are you playing for now that things have gotten south?
Is it plagiarism if she uses
the
it?
The Braves. Oh.
What was his number in the Metropolitans?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What position?
I don't know. I haven't looked him up yet at all. I don't know anything about him, but I want people to watch it.
I'll write you a bunch of Lenny jokes, believe me.
Send him to me. I've got your
he's quite the text. Quite the character.
Yeah.
You're in for a treat learning about Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Lenny, do you have any drinks today?
Yes.
How can you help me with my investment portfolio?
Yeah. Hey, Lenny, since you're not playing baseball, what are you catching? Dee-wees?
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. Okay. Uh-oh. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Yep, and Would You Kindly on Compound Media.
And the Compound Media is, of course, the home of Anthony Comia and Dave Landman. Very funny.
Landau, and we do a show from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. On
what's it called?
It's called The Anthony Comia Show with Dave Landau. Very
you
original.
Changed the name, huh?
What was it?
Just Anthony Comia Show.
Well, because now I have Dave Landau as co-host.
That's good.
It's
he must
very
be happy.
Simple, Chip. I am happy. He's a great guy. He's a very funny comic.
He must be happy that you changed the name too. It makes him feel a part of and not apart from.
He's very happy. Yes, everyone's happy. It's crazy. It's like the opposite of this young lady.
But you said crazy, so.
Right. Yeah.
Totally opposite.
So, it's almost like the inmates are running the asylum.
Yeah.
Not really.
No, we're pretty mellow at this point, I would say.
All right, Chip, thanks.
All right, listen. And yeah, you want to join Patreon, go ahead. If you want to get scared. Okay. Now, do you know how we end the podcast, Kristen?
You say something together, right?
Yeah. Wow.
I count down from a number of my choosing, and we all say, Brian, do you want to tell it? Because I don't want to embarrass myself with my evil friend.
Yes, the well-known phrase, Chippy Kaye, Father Mucka.
Right, when we get to zero, hopefully from a very low.
I had a, I'm going to mess that up.
Foot.
Chippy Kaye, Father Mucker,
Yeah,
Father
don't Mucker. Say the mother effer word.
Because that's vulgar.
It's vulgar.
Father Mucker, okay.
You got it.
Okay, I can do this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chippy-ki-yay, Father Mucka. Ah, babe, you did it. Thanks,
this is
everybody.
My proudest moment. Thank you.
It should be.
It is.
Okay.